These protests are gathering momentum. It is taking place in various cities across the mainland, including Chengdu, Wuhan, on university campuses in Beijing. Many people also defying health officials' advice to stay indoors because of the spread of the virus in Beijing's Chaoyang district. And of course, also in Shanghai, where protests have arguably been more confrontational on Wulumqi Road. All this triggered by the apartment fire that took place in Ulumqi, the capital of Xinjiang province. But these protests aren't just about COVID curbs and what happened in Ulumqi. People are also voicing discontent over censorship, with a lot of people symbolically holding up blank pieces of paper. They're also challenging the leadership directly, many calling for the Communist Party and the president himself to step down. They're doing so at great personal risk. But part of the reason why this is happening also is because, in a sense, they feel they have strength in numbers. Under President Xi Jinping, there's been very little room for dissent, and there have been very heavy crackdowns in the past over any sort of demonstration.